broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You are in the clubhouse. Welcome to May. It's the third already this lovely Saturday. And, you know, for somebody who couldn't drop a putt yesterday, Phil Mickelson tapped in a par on nine, made the turn after a sensational front nine featuring five birdies and an eagle. And the leaders haven't teed off yet. All right, we've got a great show lined up for you with Bob May, PGA Tour champion. He's got the PGA, well, it's actually the Bob May Golf Academy. All July at Waikoloa, you can go and take a lesson with Bob May. Seniors, juniors, regulars, all for you. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
Bob May, welcome to the show. Bob May, Golf Academy. He's going to be at Waikoloa, and that's for in the entire month of July. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Daniel?
Excellent. So you're going to be here for a month?
Yes, we're going to be over in at the Waikoloa Resort for a month.
Absolutely. Right. You can learn golf from Bob May. Okay, Bob May, I got to ask you this question before we start about your teaching. You, in 2000, tied for first with Tiger Woods, okay, in the PGA Championship, went into a playoff. I'd like to know what Tiger Woods was like as an adversary. You teach the mental game. What was it like against him during that tournament?
Well, you know, it goes back a lot further than that, just being that, you know, we were both from Southern California, and I knew of Tiger growing up. He was always a little kid that was, you know, 7 years younger than me. And at that time in my career, I was actually, you know, playing very good golf. And I've always kind of looked at it, especially going into that last round, is that I've been playing good enough to get myself into this position. So my game is good enough, but what I need to do is stick to my game and not try to play his game. And you know, he's no different than anybody else. We all put our pants on, you know, one leg at a time. And that's really the attitude I took out. You know, he's going to hit the ball further than me, which he was hitting further than everybody at that time. So I just knew that I had to trust my game and go with, you know, what I had and not try to match his game.
Yes. It's tough, though, isn't it? I mean, you really have to stay focused and not be affected by what the other person is doing.
It is, you know, but I went in with that frame of mind that you know, not to try to hit it with Tiger, not to try to do this or that. The first hole, I hit a good drive right down the center, probably, I'd say, roughly about 280, and he hit it down there about 340.
Whoa!
I mean, literally outdrove me by about 60 yards. And it was perfect because it was exactly what I've been telling myself, you know what? Play your game. You know, I had myself mentally prepared for that. And when he hit that drive on that hole, it was like, okay, this, you're right in the right frame of mind, you know. And your game was good enough to get you in this last group. It's been good enough all year. Just stick with it. And that's what I did.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's great to see the embrace. You guys hugged after the round and the smiles. Of course, you weren't smiling as big as he was, but It was a great round. What is your best memory in competition? Was it that moment?
That was one of them. You know, the sad thing about it is, everything that took place outside, you know, with the galleries and all that, I was so focused that I never took any of that in.
Ah, yes.
When I got done playing, Ted Venturi and Jim Nance called me up to the booth, and they said, "Do you know how great this is?" And I'm like, "How great what is?" Because the battle that you and Tiger just did. And I say, "Well, was it better than, you know, Nicklaus and Aoki at the U.S. Open or Nicklaus and Watson's battles that I've watched?" And they go, "Oh, my gosh, this is, it was the greatest thing that took place." And I didn't recognize any of that because I was so focused on what I had at hand, and that was playing my round of golf against Old Man Parr like I was taught my whole life.
Awesome. It kind of reminds me of what Bubba Watson said about winning the Masters the second time. That, you know, everything that he missed experiencing the first time, he got to experience the second.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, obviously, you know, I'm going to try to get back out to playing. But, you know, hopefully the next time around I can get more, remember more of the experiences.
Champions Tour?
Well, I'm only 45, so I got 5 more years. So the main reason I quit is, you know, to play golf. I did have surgery, and I had a great surgeon, and he fixed my back where everyday life is pain-free. But when I do play golf, I do get pain. And, you know, I was taking a lot of Advil and Tylenol to play golf.
Yeah.
I won't take prescription drugs. I'm not into that stuff. I don't like the way it makes me feel. Yeah, it might get rid of the pain, but it gives you, you know, a groggy feeling. I don't like that. So my easiest way is just to, you know, step away. And that's what I had to make a decision. Do I keep on taking Advil and Tylenol so I could play and kill myself from inside out? Or do I, you know, because I was taking large doses of it so that I could play golf. And it did work. Let me tell you, Advil and Tylenol are great products. They're great products. But for me to do it every single day, I was more worried about what it was going to do to my body.
Yes.
Than my living.
Absolutely. Bob May, Golf Academy. Bob May, we're talking with him right now. He's going to be at Waikoloa all of July. You can take lessons, and you recommend that that they take individual lessons with you if they're, you know, average golfers, because they'll get more out of those individual lessons?
Oh, absolutely. You know, individual lesson is I think, the best way to go, because you're one-on-one. You know, some people won't ask questions in a group, and when you're one-on-one, they're more apt to ask them questions and open up to you. You know, so I think individual lessons are the way to go. I also have a TrackMan analysis machine, which is the state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line analysis machine. It gives you all the ball data, all your club data. It's exactly what we use on the PGA Tour, you know, to find out what are the best drivers for us, what our swing path is, our angle of attack, just all kinds of stuff.
Bob May teaches everything from grip to alignment, chipping, putting, scoring, sand play, driving, iron play, how to practice, faults and fixes, trouble shot, swing analysis, mental game, the rules of golf, golf course etiquette, golf etiquette, and course management. So many people don't realize how important course management is. They can go out and hit shots, but really, where you place that ball is so critical. I have a question I wanted to ask you about Martin Kaymer. He said, yeah, I think it was on Thursday, after 3 years, he's finally getting comfortable with his swing change. He scored back-to-back eagles on 7 and 8. Got to ask you, swing change, some of these guys have such great swings. Why do they go through these swing changes when at one point he was number one in the world?
Well, I don't know if it's so much a huge swing change. I'd like to see the video of when he was number one in the world and where he's at now. I think a lot of it, sometimes there is a drastic swing change, but most of the time it's a mental thought that they think they're doing this, and that's all that matters. The one person that was very phenomenal about changing his swing was Tiger Woods. Tiger could change his swing. But a lot of guys... you know, we saw earlier in Jim Furyk, early on in Jim Furyk's career, he tried to change his swing because you know, everyone's like, a swing like that won't hold up.
Right.
Hold up.
Right.
Well, you know what? I think Jim Furyk's swing is incredible. The reason being is that it repeats itself every single time. That's a good golf swing.
Yeah.
A golf swing that repeats itself. Jim knows where it's at. He knows where his hands are in relationship to the club face. Jim could hit whatever shot he wants. That's a good golf swing to me.
That's excellent. One of the things that most golfers don't realize is how important that setup is, you know. And it's, you've got to train yourself to know exactly what your setup is before you take the shot.
Absolutely. You know, and the setup and grip is very important in golf. You know, a lot of people take that for granted. And, you know, you can't, because if you're lined up wrong, it's going to cause a lot of problems.
We're talking with Bob May. Are you in the middle of a lesson, sir?
Actually, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to take this opportunity to talk and visit with you all, and hopefully I'm going to have a better relationship with you all over there. And
I hope you'll be back on again.
Guest on your show a few more times.
A few more times. Awesome. We're talking with Bob May. Bob May Golf Academy is in Nevada. You're in Las Vegas?
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas. We're at Par 4 facilities. Par 4 is a golf management company that they have, I believe, 6 or 7 golf courses in their portfolio. And we are at Silverstone Golf Club and Badlands Golf Club right now.
Excellent. You know, in Hawaii, we call Las Vegas the Ninth Island.
The Ninth Island, yeah.
Because we're always traveling there. But if you'd like to meet up with Bob May, Bob May Golf Academy is coming to Waikoloa King's Course. You can get more information from the King's Course. It's 808-886-5375. I also saw on your website you have a link where you can make reservations there, bobmaygolfacademy.com. Bob May, thanks for taking time out this morning, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Yes, I look forward to talking to you and meeting you when we get over there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir, for being on the show.
You got it, Danielle. Have a good one.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Tom Watson's Lesson of a Lifetime is becoming one of the best-selling video instruction programs of all time. So if you can't come over here to Bob May's Golf Academy, or if you can't go to Vegas and see him, you could always get, for instance, this particular video. Yesterday, Tom Watson talked about Lessons of a Lifetime 2, and he was kind enough to give us some insight. What is the one tip Mr. Watson, you'd give golfers, average golfers?
A friend and mentor, teacher, Byron Nelson. He was asked the same question. And, you know, invariably he'd say the same thing. Accelerate through the ball, or learn to accelerate through the ball. And the only way you can do that is you have to finish facing the hole. Is my, you know, the first three lessons I ever had were from my dad. First one was the grip. Point the V's to my right shoulder. The second thing he said, turn your belly button to the hole on the finish of the golf swing. And the third one was he just basically held my head with his hand as I made the swing. He didn't really have to hold it much, you know, much more than a few times, because I got the idea. Keep your head still and swing around your head and finish with your belly button to the hole. Well, finishing with your belly button or your belt buckle to the hole, it gets you off your right foot. It gets you almost, you know, gets all your weight in your left foot at the finish. That's a positive move with your lower body, which creates acceleration. Accelerate through the ball. If you hang back on your right side, you can't accelerate very well. Accelerate through the ball is the one tip I would give everybody.
Thank you very much. We've got one more time for one more, and what I've got to ask you is for the above-average golfer. You know, I mean, we've got the average golfer, but what about a short game tip for the above-average golfer? Number two, yes, please.
The 40-yard wedge shot. That puts the fear in a lot of players because they can't take a full swing. Now they have to take an abbreviated swing. And they tend to make either a real choppy swing, a jerky swing, or too long a swing and then ease into it. And I teach there, get on your left foot and actually practice with the right heel off the ground. Try to hit the ball with, you know, and make a swing with your right heel off the ground, backswing and into the ball, to get a feeling that you are on your left side almost completely as you hit the ball. Many people just don't start. They don't start with enough weight in their left foot, and they don't have enough time because of the shortness of the swing to get to their left side, so they hit with their weight on evenly balanced, or God forbid, on their right foot, and the bottom of the arc then is behind the middle of the stance. Where do you hit it? Fat. Or you hit up on it, you blade it. And that's just a simple concept. Left foot, right heel off the ground. There's one lesson.
Excellent. PGA of America's drive to introduce more people into the game of golf is underway. It's called May is Welcome to Month to Golf Month. May is Welcome to Golf Month. And Ko'olina is putting together some free lessons, all right? It means that for the next four Saturdays this month, that includes today, Welcome to Golf classes will be absolutely free. Normally they're $29 a person, but this month on Saturday, Ko'olina has Welcome to Golf Month, and these lessons are free. It's designed to introduce brand new golfers to the culture, skills, and fun. Golf can be intimidating, yeah, to put it mildly. Just walking into a pro shop can be intimidating. So what this instruction is one 90-minute class. The maximum is 10 students per teacher, and free use of rental clubs and range balls. Now, the dates are 3rd today, 17th, 24th, and the 31st. Time is 10:30 in the morning. So if you'd like to know more about it, call Marcus Judge. He's the Director of Player Development. You've met him on the show before. Give him a call at Ko'olina. That's 10:30, May 3rd, 17th, 24th, and 31st. Not sure there's an opening today, but hey, It can't hurt to try, right? All right, we're going to come back right after this, take our first break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Waipu Bay and Hawaii South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Joining us in the clubhouse this morning, it's TJ, Acura of Honolulu. Graduation!
It's graduation season, and it's a particularly a special season for me because I've got a college graduate pending this May. I'm getting ready to pony up for master's degrees. That's what I'm getting ready for.
They all want to be independent now. You know, they need to be able to travel. They need to be able to go pursue their dreams, and they'll need a car to do that. Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at AcuraHonolulu.com. Tell us about this for graduates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, this is a really, really dynamite program. Acura has a special college graduate program, and of course, that rewards college graduates for, you know, their determination for going, for following through and getting that degree. And it rewards them in a special way, not only monetarily by giving them $500 as a special discount or applicable to their purchase or lease. All they have to do is prove to me who they are with a driver's license, social security card, and show me their diploma that they actually finished school. And we knock $500 right off the top as a gift from Acura. More importantly, they get a guaranteed approval. A lot of times what you'll find is these kids come out of college, they've been leaning on mom and dad the whole time. They don't have any of their own credit. And then when they come to their graduation time, they find out that mom and dad need to co-sign for them to qualify to get their new car because they don't have any credit experience. With Acura, we'll get you guaranteed approval all by yourself with no co-signer as long as you don't have any negative credit. We'll get you down the road with a great below-market-based APR, a $500 discount bonus applied, and your parents won't have to get involved other than helping you make that great decision. They won't have to sign. They won't have to jeopardize that refinance that's coming up in the fall. They won't have to worry about, you know, getting their own car loan later on in the year because they've signed for you. And it lets those youngsters actually, you know, take pride in the accomplishment they've achieved by graduating, taking full responsibility for the next step of their lives.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
In a perfect world, Jose Miraflor would be on from Cobra Golf, and we'd be talking about BioCell and the Pro Driver and expanding the BioCell line to the three clubs, the BioCell Pro for touring pros and low handicap amateurs, and the BioCell Plus and the original BioCell for game improvement. But for some reason, you know, things happen in life, and I haven't heard from Jose. So instead of going from clubs to then taking care of your clubs while you're playing, we're going to go straight to taking care of your clubs while you're playing, because you might have clubs you're going to play golf. I'm going to go play golf. All right, so let's talk with Scott Saltzman. Scott Saltzman is the creator of the Spotless Swing Golf Towel. It's made in the USA by an entrepreneur who works out of his home. And my golfing buddy from Chicago, we were playing in torrential rain. She's a fellow journalist. She gave it a 10. And we were playing in this pouring rain at Mid-Pacific Country Club with, you know, mud, and it's wet, and it cleaned our clubs. We went through 9 holes. We stopped after 9. When you've got a waterfall coming off your cap and you're putting, it's, you know, just a little distracting. So let's bring Scott Saltzman into the clubhouse. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, this is the Spotless Swing Towel, golf towel, is 3 golf towels in one. Tell us how you came about putting this together and how 3-in-1 works.
Well, I'm not a good golfer, so when I'm playing out and taking divots, I'm making a mess of my clubs. And I got tired of wiping my clubs off either on my shoe or on my cup of my pants or whatever to get the mud and dirt off of them. And because if I used my other towel that I had hanging on my bag, I'd wipe it off on that, and then I wouldn't have anywhere to dry my hands or my face. So I came up with the Spotless Swing idea, which, for your listeners, to get a picture of the way the towel looks, Obviously, they can go to spotlessswing.com and look at it on the website, but if they're not in front of a computer, think of an oversized head cover. So you can put your dirty, muddy clubs on the inside of the towel, and all the mud and dirt and sand or whatever, grass, whatever's on your clubs gets cleaned off on the inside of the towel. And then the outside of the towel stays clean, so your hands, your face, if you need to dry off wet grips, everything else, if you want it relatively clean, is on the outside for you. And a fantastic feature we have on another part of the second part of the inside of the towel is our proprietary micro brush fabric. And what the micro brush fabric does is it cleans out your club groove, so you don't have to carry another brush on your bag. And you know how if you use a brush on muddy clubs, you can get splatter yourself with mud and get it all over you. This way, you stay clean, your clubs stay clean, and everybody's happy.
You know, and what's amazing is that when I was using it, it seemed like the towel wasn't getting dirty. And, you know, I was like, okay, so where's the dirt going? this body, well, 600% of its weight, it absorbs 600% of its weight, the dirt and the water?
Yeah, it does. The towel's made out of a really high-quality microfiber fabric. We invest in really high-quality microfiber, not some of the cheap stuff that you can find in a lot of stores. So the fibers of the fabric are split to 50 times finer than a human hair, which gives it a huge cleaning surface area to be able to absorb all the dirt, water, and mud or whatever's on your clubs.
So, see, I just learned that when I was looking at your website today, and I thought, because it just seemed weird how I was cleaning my clubs, but I didn't know where the dirt was going.
Right. And when it finally gets so saturated,
yeah,
you can throw it, washer, dryer, safe, no problem. But another great thing about it is if it gets really dirty, even while you're in the middle of a round, just shake it. The dirt falls right out of it.
Yes.
And you're good to go.
Even, you know, the grass, everything. It was like, wow, this towel went through today. My hat took 2 days to dry. All right. So, but it went through that day, no problem. Okay, you can order the Spotless Swing Golf Towel at Spotless Swing Golf. Is it spotlessswing.com?
Just spotlessswing.com.
Spotlessswing.com. And what if I wanted to order, like, for the Executive Women's Golf Association, EWGA? We have a chapter now. We're growing, almost 30. What if we wanted to get logos? Do you do that?
We do that, Danielle. We've custom logo towels for... We've had over 30 pros on tour. We're using Spotless Swing last year. We've custom logo towels for professional events like pro-ams, like the FedEx St. Jude Classic, the Mayakoba Classic in Mexico. We've custom logo towels for the Principal Charity Classic, even a couple courses in Hawaii, Kapolei, if I'm pronouncing that right.
You did.
Country Club have ordered custom logo towels. So if anybody is interested in that for an event, they can call me direct at 800-738-7293. That phone number is on the Spotless Swing website as well.
That's spotlessswing.com, yes.
Right. Danielle, I wanted to do a screaming deal for your listeners because I really appreciate being on the show. I want to offer a deal. Buy one Spotless Swing, get one free.
Wow.
Right. And the way they do that, when they're on the spotlessswing.com website, all they have to do is type in DT for Danielle Tucker, HI for Hawaii. So the coupon code is DTHI.
You don't know how many people call me DT. That's cool. All right, this is spotlessswing.com. And what's cool, too, is that it comes in so many different colors.
Right, we have 8 different colors of the towels. Black, red trim, red, pink, royal blue, navy blue, hunter green.
White?
We have white. We're running real low on the white color right now. But white,
you know,
it's not a real popular color because it does show that there are a lot more. But black colors are really popular.
That's why I kept going, white? You know, a white towel to clean the mud off
of
my...
they don't stay white for very long, but you can wash them, so.
Yeah, so it's cool. Golf Digest wrote, a towel that cleans grooves, too. And that, I was surprised how shiny my club was when I brought it out and, you know, wow, look at that. It's cleaned out the grooves.
Right. You know, it is important to have clean grooves on your clubs when you're playing. That's why they put them there. And if You need the grooves to grip the ball to get the proper spin so it flies the right way. You get better distance and accuracy with the right spin on the ball. And if you're like me and you're taking a divot or whatever and your club's just caked, the grooves are caked with mud, spotless swing, it just takes a few seconds just to clean the grooves out. If you get mud on them and you're good to go, the club's clean, and you're good to go on the next shot. I mean, people invest a lot of money in their clubs and to keep them, take a few moments to clean as you're playing, then you don't have to do it when you're done at the end of the round. It really works great. It's a very convenient tool.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're talking with Scott Salzman, the creator of the Spotless Swing Golf Towel. You can find it at spotlessswing.com, and his number is 800-738-7293. That's on the website, spotlessswing.com. You can order, put logos on them, you know, for your club. For instance, today, Kona Waena High School Foundation is going out to play at Makalei. If you want to play, there's a 12:20. And at Ko'olina, the Gym Rats are playing. There's also a tee time for you if you'd like one at 12:48 or 1:28. So, you know, the Chan Group is going out this morning at Poi Pu. And if you want to play there, there's a 9:30 and a 10:50, and they've got the Mother's Day sale. So let's say you want to put a logo for your club, and maybe you don't have 24. Do you do smaller orders than 24?
We can do a dozen towels. That's no problem. Usually it's 24, but I'm happy to do 12 towels for people.
That's cool.
Right, and they look really fantastic. There's some pictures of some of the towels we've custom embroidered on our website. Jack Nichols Children's Healthcare Foundation, Arnold Palmer's Kingdom Cup used them as well, and people can see what they'll look like once they get their logo on them.
You're an entrepreneur. I have a picture of you in a, you know, looks like an apartment with boxes, and you're boxing the Spotless Swing Towel. Are you doing this? How did you start this business?
You know what? My first product I invented about 11, 12 years ago was called the Spotless Paw Dog Paw Cleaning Glove. And that glove is used to clean, and it's great for Hawaii because of all your rain, to clean off dirty dog paws before a dog comes in the house. If they've been outside running around and they get wet and muddy, and you don't want them to bring that mess into the house, you put the glove on your hand and dry them off. It hangs on your door handle. The glove has, it's really weird, it looks like it's got six fingers. You can wear it on either hand, either side. That was my first product, and that's how I got into the inventing business with Spotless Paw.
Wow, Spotless Paw. So if I call you, I can get Spotless Swing and Spotless Paw.
Yep. Sure.
Has your company grown?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I do, is I invent products and market them. So Spotless Swing, I had really no experience in the golf market other than buying golf products for myself. And so I just started with really not knowing anybody and visiting the PGA show in Orlando and started from there. And the company I launched, Spotless Swing, very end of 2009, and it's growing and growing every year.
It's fantastic.
And people love it. It's really, it's not a product, it's a gimmick. It's a product that really works. People love it.
You can find it at spotlessswing.com. It's three golf towels in one. The inside protects and preserves your golf clubs by removing the dirt, the mud, the water. The outside keeps your hands, your face, your gloves, your grips clean and dry. And the micro brush fabric inside cleans the grooves. It's really cool. Scott Salzman, thanks for being on the show.
Mahalo, Danielle, and aloha to everybody in Hawaii. Enjoy your beautiful days there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel Eye LED headlights, the mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One touch walk-in for simple one button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details. Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We just were talking with Scott Saltzman, the creator of Spotless Swing Golf Towel. You can find it at spotlessswing.com. And if you want one, it's a good time to get one because there's a buy one, get one free promo code that you can enter. It's DTHI. DTHI. And you can buy one and get one free. You know what we need to do? We need to give away, like, I don't know, the Great Bridgestone Golf giveaway is underway. It's the Great Bridgestone Golf Ball giveaway because I think it's great, so I've named it thus. All you have to be is caller number 9. The number is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. If you are the 9th caller, I will be sending you priority mail, a dozen fabulous Bridgestone golf balls, okay? All righty. If you'd like to play a round of golf, there's Makalei at 12:20. Wailea on Maui has an 11:38, 11:41 at the Emerald Course, really pretty course. The Gold Course has a 10:38 and 11 o'clock and 11:20. Yes, it's a really pretty course. Makaha East has an 11:53 and a 12:15. Olomana, there's a 10 o'clock, and I'm going to play Olomana today. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, cart path only. Man, has it been wet on the windward side. Wow. Okay, cart path only on the windward side for Royal Hawaiian Country Club. They do have a 12:30 for you. Ko'olina, there's a 12:48 and a 1:28. Kapolei has a 1:30. And the Mother's Day sale is going on today at Poipu Bay. You know, Poipu Bay, in addition to be one of my fabulous sponsors, is they've got a really good deal. I wish more golf courses would do this. You can go and practice and play. So you go at 4:30, let's say, after work. You go to Poipu Bay Golf Course, and you go to the driving range, and you practice. You have free range balls, right? And then you get a cart, and then you go play 3 holes, and it only costs $25. Practice and play at Poipu Bay, okay? It's really amazing. So I think we've got our winner, I do believe. And I think we're also going to have a gentleman who is an actor, and he's an author. Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. Yes, we're doing instruction today. Did you get the drift? And then we're going to talk with Kyle Porter, CBS golf writer, about the state of the game. His argument kind of fell apart. This past week he wrote I thought was great. We'll talk about it. But Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy are playing fine, which I think is kind of what we need right now. But first we're going to talk with a gentleman who is an actor and who is now an author. And yes, thank you, sir. He's ringing now. We just got the winner for our Bridgestone Golf giveaway. And, you know, I sent out the balls to Fred, the last week winner, on Tuesday. He got them yesterday. You got to hand it to that's United States Postal Service, you know, priority mail. They did a really good job. Okay, let's get right to it. Let's get back into what we're going to do today, and that's instruction. And this is the Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. Mick Guire, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I'm
finally getting sunny over here on the East Coast. So, and warmer, which I'm happy about.
Okay, where are you on the East Coast?
I am in New Jersey, based in New Jersey.
New Jersey, drove through it.
Yeah.
Terrible thing to say, but I really was. I drove from New York City to Washington, D.C., and, you know, I didn't have time to, but it was very pretty. You know,
there are beautiful parts of New Jersey. I love this area.
Yeah.
You go in any direction, there's different things in each direction that you go in.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And I was fascinated when I found out that you're an actor.
Yeah, actually, I am. Yes,
an actor.
Correct.
You went to the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
You've been in, like, Biography Channel's Celebrity Close Calls, Celebrity Ghost Stories, Eternal Damnation. Just completed shooting that. When is that coming out?
Actually, I think that's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've also been in some commercials. There's like a MetLife thing running now and a Tropicana commercial that's running that I'm in right now.
Cool. That's why you look so familiar. I looked at everydaygolfersguide.com and I saw your picture. And I was like, I know this guy. Where do I know this guy from? Now, what inspired you to write a I mean, you're not like a PGA, you're not a great teacher that we've heard about, and yet you write Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores.
Yeah,
how did that come about?
Yeah, the Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Scores, to Shooting Lower Scores. It really came about. What happened to me was, I went through a period where I was just very frustrated with my golf game for a long time. I was so into golf. I got hooked on it later in life. And what happened was I was shooting very, very high scores, you know, well over 100. And I was going to the range. I was reading like crazy and just doing, everything that every beginner would do. You know, try to absorb as much as you can. And you read an article or a book. It's like, okay, I'm going to go try this. I'm going to go try that. And I just wasn't improving. And then at some point, I said, okay, I got to somehow start over. And I started working with an instructor, and I recommitted to change. I started focusing on very specific things that were affecting my swing. And there were a number of things that I did over the next, like, year and a half, and slowly my scores went, you know, from under 100, I broke 100, then 90, 85, and then finally breaking 80. And one day I was out playing golf with a friend of mine, and these two guys were with us, and my friend said to me, I shot under 80 that day, and he said to me, he goes, I can't even believe, like, a year and a half ago you were shooting over 100. And these other guys said to me, like, no way. What do you mean you were shooting 100 over a year and a half ago? And I basically gave them a little overview of what I was doing, and that night I came home and jotted down the steps that I did to accomplish my goal. And I really came up with, I think it's a guide to help you work better with an instructor, work better with finding the instruction that fits you, which is critical, how to practice properly. It's not about just beating balls at the range, what you should be thinking about on the course, things like that. So for a beginner, when they say golf is a mental game, well, I think this book explains what that is. These are the things that you should be focusing on as a beginner. And I just felt that the fact that it comes from an everyday guy who's been through it himself, it's not replacing technical instruction. It's not a technical book. I'm not telling you how to hold grip your club or anything like that, but it's really giving you an overall guide to, like, how you could really focus your practice toward lowering your scores. And that's where it came from.
I'm going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, we're getting this is so interesting because what's important, what you just said, you know, we talk about the mental game. The mental game of golf becomes really important when you're really good. But the mental game of golf is also really important when you're not. But most people don't address that. Most people address the mental game in the sense of, this is what you need to do now to compose yourself so that when you're in those pressure cooker moments that you can go on and compete and win.
And
most of us aren't in those pressure cooker moments, except in our little world. It is a pressure cooker moment. But I don't think, you know, the mental game, and so what I'd like you to do, we have all this scratchy noise coming from the connection. Would you mind, we're going to take a break, and you can dial back in. Would you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back. We're going to talk more of the Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Mick Guire, author of Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. And as a golfer, an avid golfer, in the sense that he loves to play the game and was getting frustrated, the Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores helps you create your own practical approach to the game. How to practice. You know, practice is not necessarily quantity, it's the quality of practice. So let's start a little bit about, I think that's so important, when we go to the practice range. Mick, what did you discover?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I figured out on the practice range was the worst thing you could do is go there and just beat balls and try to figure it out yourself. And I think that the key is to be working with a qualified instructor who's providing you with drills and things that you should be focusing on, so that when you go to the range, that you know exactly what you're going to be working on. And that's the critical thing, is knowing what you're trying to fix, what you're trying to improve, and work toward that. And just going there and randomly hitting balls could just waste your time and actually ingrain a poor swing, which a lot of beginners don't realize. It happened to me. And then finally, when I started getting the proper adjustments and knew what I was supposed to work on, now my practice time was quality practice.
Okay, but what you bring up is really important, because once you knew, obviously you didn't get that out of the air. You went to a teaching professional.
Exactly. And that's the key, is I think the biggest mistake a lot of people do is, yeah, I think it's very important to read and understand the golf swing and get knowledge about golf in general and all that stuff. But the important thing is to realize that not all that information applies to you. And everybody's problem is a little bit different. So you need to figure out what is it that is going on with your swing and what you need to do to correct it. And I really believe that working with a really good professional who understands your swing, who's showing you what needs to improve, is the best way to give you that foundation, so that then when you go practice and you go play, you're now starting to build your swing from a point of, okay, now I understand what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, and you know what, I talked to so many golfers who say things like, I don't want to go to a professional because he's going to try to change my swing. Well, if you were doing really great, you know, then I guess some people are just satisfied with the way their game is, and that's fine. But if you don't want to get frustrated, and if you'd like to do something a little bit better and find out why things aren't going right, then it really helps to see a professional.
Absolutely.
And it helps to see a professional. Stick with one. You know, find...
Oh, absolutely, yes. Find a good one, yes.
Yeah, someone... They're all good. You know, for the most part, the PGA of America
absolutely.
Is very... You know, they make sure that... The guys
They're
are out
well
there.
Trained.
Guys and ladies are well trained and are there to help you. But you want to find somebody who is kind of personality wise meshes with you and understands you.
Sort
of
Absolutely.
People communicate differently. I just wanted to mention that the PGA of America's drive to introduce more people into the game is Welcome to Golf Month this May. And Ko'olina is participating in Welcome to Golf Month this May. They have free, absolutely free lessons, normally $29 per person. Now, it's a group lesson. And a group lesson is just fine, people, because when you go in group in the beginning, you know, the instructor will give you a little something to work on while they work with somebody else. That means that you're not there for 90 minutes with a person who's, like, you know, instructing you the whole time. That gets really intense. So then they work down the line. They work with one person. And then they come back up to you. You'd be surprised how much fun you'll have doing it. And it's free. So if you've never played golf before, if you played a long time ago and you weren't satisfied, you'd be surprised with the clubs. The new clubs will make your game so much better. And then, you know, teaching you how to hold them. Sometimes it's as simple as that. It was for me. Teaching you how to hold them. Okay, one 90-minute class, maximum 10-to-1 student-teacher ratio, free use of rental clubs. You don't have clubs? No worries. You can go and use their rental clubs and the range balls during these lessons. Today, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st, the time is 10:30 in the morning. Give Marcus Judge a call. He's the Director of Player Development at Ko'olina. And go have some fun. So we're talking about Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. And what is your website again?
It's everydaygolfersguide.com.
Excellent. And, okay, what your written, it was, as you wrote in your summary, written by someone who's been there. And not just another swing instruction book. You go through everything, including nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked, of course, in physical fitness, but when you talk about the new movements, always feel awkward.
Yes, and that was one of the things that you mentioned earlier about, you know, a professional changing your swing. A good professional is going to help you improve your swing. And unfortunately, a lot of players, I think, are reluctant to go through those changes because all of a sudden they're shooting maybe higher scores for a while, they're not hitting the ball as well. But I really believe that there's that important thing about taking that step back in order to move forward. And that's just a critical thing to be open to in terms of making changes. And going forward, it's a commitment to improvement. That's really what you want to think about, like a long-term improvement.
Did you notice when you had your first instruction that you resisted your instructor?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's human nature because we don't want to go into that uncomfortable place. He gave me a grip. The first thing he did was he gave me a grip change. You know, he said, your grip is off. And my God, it just, you know, changing my grip just messed with my swing so badly. And it just, you know, going to the range. And so he told me, he goes, just sit home at home while you're watching television and hold the club in your hand. And that's what I would do. I would just sit there as I was watching TV. I would just have a club by the couch, and I was just holding it, just trying to get comfortable with that grip. And it took so long, and I kept wanting to go back to my old grip, which I knew was wrong. But then I finally got to that point of no return where I couldn't, where the old grip felt weird, and then the new one was starting to take and starting to feel natural. But, you know, these changes take a while sometimes, and you have to commit to making that change over time. Resistance, I think, is natural.
It is. And that's why it's really important to have an instructor who's, like, going to be with you as you resist him or her and give him or her a hard time.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly.
Like you go through resistance, and then I'm not sure. Jerry King told me this, the steps of learning, and then acceptance. And
I totally agree.
I was actually embarrassed afterwards, you know, that I gave him such a hard time. You also talked
about... I was acting like a little child.
Yes.
You know? I don't want to change my swing. I don't want to change my grip, but it feels so weird.
Don't push me, man.
What do you mean I got to do this?
That's great. Mick, pronounce your name for me again.
Geyer.
Mick Geyer. He wrote Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores, and you can get his book, EverydayGolfersGuide.com. That's where you go. And it's you know, how about minimizing stress and anxiety? We're talking about being stressed out about changing our swing or just learning something simple from an instructor who's trying to help me. How did you learn to minimize stress and anxiety?
I think it that part of it is just an acceptance of realizing that you are going through a change, and that, you know, I think we work ourselves up so much, like, that you want to play so well every time you go out. And if anything, I don't know about anybody else, but I know for me, every time I say, okay, I want to go out today and I want to shoot a low score, it's usually pretty bad. So I find that for me, if I could just go out, stay in the moment, look at nature, enjoy myself, relax, talk to my friends and just have fun, that eliminates a lot of stress and anxiety, especially for a beginner. I mean, you know, I've seen beginners trying to, like, hatch balls out of a bush, you know, and taking 10 strokes out of it. You know, you're a beginner. Take it out. Put it on the fairway. You're having trouble hitting it off the fairway. Why are you trying to hit it out of a bush right now, you know? So things like that, you know, just can make it easy for you to just make sure that your first round and your first, you know, the first few years of playing are enjoyable and fun. And I think that's really the key, is just realize that it is a long-term process and change takes a while. And it's not an easy game. It's amazing how difficult it is to hit that little ball that's sitting there. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
So,
it is.
You know, but I think the key is to just not put that pressure on yourself and worry about what other people will think and all that stuff. Just go out and have fun and just try to focus on some of the things that you're learning on the range. And just, if you hit some bad shots, it's going to happen. It's natural.
Okay.
But the key is that I found, the important thing is when you know what your problems are and what you're trying to fix, and you understand what you do as a default that's wrong, when you hit a bad shot, you can more quickly get back on track. Whereas the other golfers who don't have that information about their swing, the first thing they say is, oh, no, the wheels are falling off, there it goes, and their game just gets worse and worse and worse because they don't understand their swing and they don't know what they're doing wrong. But when you know what you're doing wrong and you can feel it, then you say, oh, I did that thing again. I just got to get back to what I was trying to work on.
Okay, you know, here's this one segment, and I like how you broke it up into very short because, you know, our attention span's gotten so small.
I wanted it to be an easy read.
Yeah, it's an
absolutely
easy read. So focus on the present shot, monitor your emotions, you know, don't get upset, think positive, take time to prepare. Then you go into learn to grind out good scores.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden I'm going, grind out good scores? Do I really need to? What do you mean?
Yeah. What I mean by that is that, you know, when your game is so far off and you're shooting and you're hitting your shots not as nicely as you would, don't let that mess with your head. Don't let that screw you up. Just focus on if you're missing the green, if you're missing the fairway, try to recover as best as you can. Try not to let those negative emotions get into your head. Try not to let the anger get into you and frustrate you. Try not to hit necessarily that 1 in 20 chance hero shot, you know, where you're trying to curve the ball around the tree and over the water and, you know, onto the green, you know, that's surrounded by crocodiles, like that kind of stuff. Just think about keeping yourself calm, keeping the being in the present moment, saying yourself, okay, I hit a bad shot. Now, what's the best way strategically I could keep my scores low from getting out of hand, you know, without my scores getting out of hand? And that's what I mean about grinding out scores, is just making sure that you're not letting your game, your bad shots, really affect your next few shots. Because then you could turn a bad shot maybe into a bogey instead of a triple bogey.
I don't care about my score. And that's what's cute when I go with the girls and we're going to play today. And they're, like, getting all nervous because, you know, I'm double bogey. And they're like, they look at me and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. The only reason I have to keep score is so I have a handicap. But otherwise, you know, it's like Jimmy Fallon. You know, he's a cover boy for Golf Digest. As they kind of get more youthful, getting Golf Digest bid for younger readers, he says, "I don't keep score. I get to go out there and forget everything, and it's the only place where my brain isn't, like, preoccupied with a gazillion things." I meditate.
Exactly.
I meditate on the golf course. That's why I let my mind go. I don't want to think about anything when I'm on the golf course. But I, you know, what was that now? Then I go back and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's a great way to do it because that means, you know, as opposed to you sitting in the middle of the fairway going, oh no, I'm now lying 5. If I don't hit this shot really well, then it's going to, you know, turn into a triple or a quadruple bogey.
Yeah.
You know, where you're coming from is a much better place because at least you're counting it up at the end, and you're not putting that pressure on yourself as you're playing the hole. And that's what I mean about, like, you know, grinding out scores is, yes, you want to focus strategically on how you can keep your scores lower, but at the same time, not let those emotions get to you and not let that pressure get to you that, oh, no, I screwed up a hole. It's going to screw up my round or my score.
Yeah, there's so many things in life that can mess us up a hole. And they're so much more serious,
absolutely.
So much
absolutely.
More serious than your score on your, you know, yeah. Come on, guys. Okay, so in other words, relax. Go out, have a wonderful time,
have
and
fun.
Pick up Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. Mick Geyer, what a pleasure talking with you.
It was great talking to you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Really
this
was.
Is a lot of fun. And
absolutely.
It's on the back of the cover, it says, stop wasting time on common mistakes made in practice and on the course. Let this book guide you quickly and effectively to improving your game. You'll wish you'd learned these things when you started playing golf. But it's never too late. Get started now and lower your scores. There was one gal who started, literally, she just started playing golf, and she's in her early 80s. So,
I love that.
Isn't that wonderful?
That.
It doesn't matter.
I love that. It doesn't matter. My brother's wife's mother just started playing, and she's in her 60s. And now she's coming to me and asking me all these tips, and she's a skier, and she's saying, I keep swinging my hips and rotating this way and swaying my knees. I'm like, oh, boy, you know, and I start telling her what she should be doing. She's like, it just feels so weird. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's something you're going to have to stop doing. So.
Yeah, that's so cute. But sometimes it's better if you don't think about those things.
Exactly.
You know, pick it up like a kid and just swing it.
Have
and
fun.
Yeah, I mean, truly,
absolutely.
Truly.
And that's one of the things I say in the book is throughout the whole thing is just realize what level you're at. I mean, I see beginners getting really angry, and, you know, I just kind of laugh and chuckle sometimes, and, you know, I just say to them, like, you know, have fun, you know, it's just, you're just starting.
This is the best thing I can tell you. They're not really getting angry so much as they are embarrassed.
Yes, that's a very good point.
And the embarrassment comes, you'd be surprised, while you're standing there trying to hit that ball, and everybody's watching, they're not laughing at you silently. So don't be embarrassed, because what they're feeling, those people who are watching you, they know that they're, but for the grace of God, go I.
I
could very well be you right now, because I've
absolutely.
Been there. I've been there and done
absolutely.
That.
Everybody has. Everybody has.
Yes.
You know?
So don't feel, you know, somehow less of a person, because at that moment you're not able to make contact with that little white ball.
Exactly.
Mick Geyer, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. It was really great.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Good. And we'll be back. This is everydaygolfersguide.com. You can get it there, or I imagine at Amazon.
Amazon. Yep. Yeah. And Barnes & Noble in the version.
Excellent. Mick Geyer is the author, Golfers Everyday Golfer's Guide to Shooting Lower Scores. And I thank you very much, sir, for being on the show. And we'll be back.
You're very welcome.
Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911, 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area. Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back in the clubhouse. Lessons of a Lifetime. That's from Tom Watson. It came out a couple of years ago, becoming one of the best-selling video instruction programs. And yesterday, Mr. Watson talked about Lessons of a Lifetime, too. It was cute. He said, you know, after we had done all the video work and everything and set it all up, I went, I mean, I got these other things that I would like to put in. And his production team said, I don't think so. A little bit too late for that, sir. But this is new lessons, okay? And it's for, I thought this was very interesting because I notice when I hit a shot, I want to make sure that my arms are in a certain place when I finish. And this is what Tom Watson said about the crease that he'll talk about more in Lessons of a Lifetime 2.
The secret 2, I call it, kind of tongue-in-cheek, it talks about the crease. And this talks about the crease of the hip, of the left hip, and how that can, if you concentrate on that, can lead to a very consistent ball striking. Very interesting concept that I just kind of fell into one time. I said, what is it about the middle part of the body? I know kind of the footwork, but the middle part of the body that somebody can just say, yeah, if I keep that like that right into the impact, that's all I have to think about in the golf swing on the downswing. And that led to the very first chapter. And then, of course, some other specific instruction. We did specific instruction on the short game and things, but we also had some instruction about the mental side of it from the how do I practice? How do I warm up for a round of golf when I'm playing in a tournament on a specific course? How do I handle the pressure?
How do you handle the pressure? That's so important. We were just talking about that, too, and it really depends on what level. Don't put pressure on yourself. Enjoy your round of golf. That's most important. And the fresh content includes videos, of course, on the pre-shot routine, on grip pressure, chipping, and Mr. Watson continues.
I think another one that I enjoyed doing that I really didn't think of until I got to the Greenbrier to do this was controlling the trajectory of your chip shots with the same club. You take your normal grip and you hit it. You hit one. Say you hit with a sand wedge. You have a certain loft that if you hit a good shot, and that's the loft. Now, if you want to go higher with it, weaken your grip. Take your left hand and turn it to the left if you're a right hander, and make both hands go to the left. And then hit the same shot, and it'll come out softer and higher. It'll come out definitely higher and shorter. Then, conversely, if you want to make the ball run or go lower, take your grip and turn it to the right, both hands to the right. Position your ball a little bit farther back in your stance, and when you hit the ball will come out low and run with the same club. The great Bobby Locke was reputed to have used only one club around the greens. And I'm sure that he did many times. He probably changed his grip to make the ball either run or come out a little bit softer.
Isn't that cool? So these are some of the tips. And I've got one for the average golfer that I wanted to share with you. But first I need to tell you that we are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, and KTOH Kalaheo. Kyle Porter is going to join us in just a couple of minutes, probably less than a couple of minutes. first, let's just for the average golfer, since that's pretty much what our focus has been today. Of course, Bob May was on earlier, and Bob May, he's a great teaching professional. He'll be at Waikoloa in July. And if you want to get a one-on-one lesson with a man who can really teach you the finer arts of the game, I suggest you do that, because that's what you really need to do. When you get to a certain level in golf, you need to have one-on-one instruction with someone who's much better than you are. But let's, for the average guy, Mr. Watson, what do you recommend?
A friend and mentor, teacher, Byron Nelson. He was asked the same question, and you know, invariably say the same thing. Accelerate through the ball, or learn to accelerate through the ball. And the only way you can do that is you have to finish facing the hole. Is my, you know, the first three lessons I ever had were from my dad. First one was the grip, point the V's to my right shoulder. The second thing he said, turn your belly button to the hole on the finish of the golf swing. And the third one was he just basically held my head with his hand as I made the swing. He didn't really have to hold it much, you know, much more than a few times, because I got the idea. Keep your head still and swing around your head and finish with your belly button to the hole. Well, finishing with your belly button or your belt buckle to the hole, it gets you off your right foot. It gets you almost, you know, gets all your weight in your left foot at the finish. That's a positive move with your lower body, which creates acceleration. Accelerate through the ball. If you hang back on your right side, you can't accelerate very well. Accelerate through the ball is the one tip I would give everybody.
Isn't that cool? All right. That's from Tom Watson. We're going to talk now with Kyle Porter. He is a blogger, a golf writer for CBS Sports. Kyle Porter, welcome to the show.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. Kyle, I got to ask you, is your dad, Kyle Porter, the Emmy Award-winning photojournalist?
No, he's not. That is not my father.
I thought, boy, that's cool. You're both in the same industry. I was fascinated by, well, not fascinated, but I was, you know, I thought, wow, you know, you really got something here. Kyle, I was reading the piece you did about the state of the golf PGA Tour. And it's in your article that you wrote online here. Let me recap the last 2 months on the PGA Tour for you. Bubba Watson won the Masters in the most boring way you can win a Masters. Matt Kuchar chipped in for a win, and a bunch of stars played badly with leads on Sundays. There, that's it. You're caught up. A little negative, but I couldn't help but think to myself, so much of that is exactly it, that right now the PGA Tour doesn't have the pizzazz the LPGA Tour has, with the winning of Michelle and Lexi Thompson, Lydia Ko. Tell me what you think they should do about this.
Well, you know, the problem is the fields every week are so big, and a lot of the stars aren't playing week to week just for various reasons. Some of them injured, some of them other reasons. But it's just kind of the nature of where you're at right now, and you know, it's been great for the LPGA to have their bigger names looking at tournaments. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's anything necessarily to do about it. I think it's kind of a reality of some of the lesser tournaments. And just the fact that you have a season that stretches over 40, 45 weeks of the year, I just think that, you know, you're not going to have your top 10 guys playing every week. And if you're not playing, you obviously can't win. So I just think that's kind of part of it.
I think the problem is that the season's too long.
I think another thing is that a lot of guys, you know, a lot of your guys that are in the top 10, your Justin Roses, your Rory McIlroys, they play in Europe a lot as well. And so, you know, even if they're playing, it might not be on the PGA Tour. And so because of that, you get some lesser names like a Sungjae Noh or you know, a Stephen Bowden who won the Texas Open. You win there, or you see guys like that winning.
Well, I thought it was interesting when you wrote that this is a three-part problem that only has one solution. Of course, you brought up Tiger Woods. You know, it would be great if he were playing. But if Tiger Woods is going to get old, somebody's got to come in and fill in that superstar status. And your next supposition was we need to have a Rory-Phil battle. Did you get your wish, sir?
I'm kind of getting it, right? I think they're combined like 1,500 today. at the Wells Fargo Championship. So Rory went out and shot a 65, played really well, and Phil's working on something close to that. So we might be in for one of the better Sundays of the year so far.
Yeah, it's going to be good, and we're working up onto the Players. Are you going to the Players?
I am not going to the Players. It should be fun. You know, I think it's Jason Day pulled out of the tournament yesterday, so I think we have 46 of the top 50 guys playing. So it should be fun. It was fun last year. We had Sergio and Tiger kind of going at it. You know, it's never as great as it could be when Tiger's playing, but I think even still, you know, you've seen some big names like Adam Scott and Max Kuchar and guys like that win that tournament in the past.
Now, is Tiger Woods a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even, you know, if you were to ask who's the next biggest deal, you know, who's the next biggest draw in golf, it's probably Phil or Rory or somebody like that, but it's just, I mean, the gap between them and what Tiger's at, it's not even close. And so I think that, you know, just based on how many people pay attention, the traffic that those, you know, that Tiger thrives, basically, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime type thing.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there is something about the genes of Tiger Woods, Michelle Wee, Lexi Thompson, Suzanne Paterson, but to a lesser degree, that we just as human beings recognize something in those people that make us look at them. I don't know what it is. You know, I wish we knew, because then we could, you know, manufacture it and sprinkle this dust over people. They could become our superstars. But
yeah, there's definitely something about it. I'm sure you've seen Tiger in person at a tournament or whatever. There's definitely an aura of that, you know, kind of surrounding them. I think a little bit of that is a self-perpetuating thing, but it's innate as well. And I think that, you know, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you a question about Jason Day, which I find, you know, I think of Anthony Kim. Who? Remember Anthony Kim?
Yeah.
And what happened? Anthony went through the same, you know, the same left, I think it's the left thumb? The left thumb?
I think he had a wrist.
Well, first, it started off with his thumb, and then it went to his wrist and his elbow. You know, he was hoping to return in 2013, but getting a medical exemption, that didn't seem to work.
Right.
Now we've got Jason Day. He's pulled out of Cadillac, Arnold Palmer Invitational, and this week. It's concerning because the thumb, if you can't play, if you don't have your left thumb, it's almost it hurts a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it is concerning. I think it's concerning that it felt like he's been saying, I'm coming back, and yet the only tournament he's played in since he won the match play championship was the Masters.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that, you know, there's a lot of questions there. What's the rehab? Why is it not better? Why is he not back yet? I hope that he comes back. He's a top 10 guy. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
For the game, but yeah, I think that you have to kind of raise an eyebrow at how long he's been out. And hopefully he'll come back for the Memorial in about a month and be fine and play the rest of the majors. But we'll see what happens.
Did you get a chance to look over Golf Digest's bid for younger readers?
Yeah, you know, I read about, obviously, about Jimmy Fallon being on the cover. I like what they're doing. I think that... I think that when you promote guys like that who are maybe ambassadors to bridge the gap between the younger and older generation, I think that's meaningful. And, you know, it's not a one-man show. It's not, you know, Golf Digest isn't going to say it's all. But I think with smart people that work there and other organizations like that, I think everybody is dedicated to, you know, stretching the game to the next generation and beyond.
Yeah, and now you told me you're a 29-year-old grandpa because you like coffee, NPR, and AP, right?
I do I have, as the older I get, the more I find myself reading Associated Press articles. So I don't know what that says about myself. But that's true.
Okay, well, what it says is that you want realism, you want good reporting. That's what it says, and that's what you get from, you know, NPR. And coffee, that's everybody's choice. It's stimulant. Caffeine's in everything. But
yeah,
right.
I found myself drinking a lot more of it, though.
Okay, well, shh, you're not older. You're only 29. Okay. But the reason I really wanted to talk to you, in addition to the fact that I enjoy you on Twitter and I like reading your articles, and I want, you know, the state of the game. The state of the game. When you just said save golf, I mean, here's Golf Channel with the best ratings ever in the month of April. And inside the golf universe, where, you know, when we look inside, which we always do, right, because it's our little universe, everything seems to be just fine and dandy. But truly, we don't have an influx. If anything, people are leaving still, no matter what we seem to do to make it more interesting to play the game or easier to play the game or something, you know, more attractive. But I really like this. Millennials mostly view the golf experience as a nine-hole round or a visit to a driving range and are less likely to play an 18-hole round. Is that the case for you?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair, just because for me, I don't have, you know, I'll play an 18-hole round if I'm by myself and I'm in a cart, but that's because it takes, I can do that in less than 2 hours. For me, it's more of a time thing.
It's
what can I do in an hour and a half, in an hour, 45 minutes, and then get back home. I don't have, you know, 4 hours to give to anything, much less a round of golf. And so I think that, I think the time thing more than anything is...
Yeah, and they also, you know, they did extensive surveys of people to find out where their heads are at. And so don't be surprised, you know, when you open up Golf Digest, if you do, after, you know, some women cancel their subscription after the last cover. But if you do, don't be surprised if you find out or if you see a couple of guys sitting in a golf cart smoking marijuana.
That would certainly liven up the experience, I
suppose. Well, Golf Digest researchers reported that 11% of millennial golfers admitted to smoking marijuana on the course, compared with 3% of golfers 35 to 54 and 1% of the golfers 55 or older. Frankly, I think those older golfers are just not being honest. you know, but so in the June edition, you will see marijuana smoking at golf courses in Colorado, where, of course, it's legal to smoke marijuana. I think it's interesting what they're doing to change, not necessarily the focus, because the focus is always going to be on golf, but they're bringing in, you know, people stories. What do people do while they're at the golf course? Top Golf is a perfect driving range example. I think more people should open up Top Golf driving range experiences where you have dinner, drinks, and you have these targets at a driving range. It'd be fun. Do you like that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do. And I thought one thing that Fallon said to Golf Digest that really resonated with me was that he goes to play golf to relax and to get away from the bombardment of information and the internet and all the things that we all, you know, kind of find ourselves doing every day. And you know, going to the golf course is one really fun place to get away from all that. And I think people will start looking to more places like that in the future to try to get away from those things. And I think golf is one of the good ones to go to.
Yeah. You were referencing Jimmy Fallon saying that when he's on the golf course, he's not bombarded with a million thoughts. He's meditating. He gets to get away, and he doesn't keep score.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think that people are really drawn to that idea. And now whether they follow through on it or not, I think it's a different story, because it is hard to get away from, you know, just the everyday life type thing. But I think it's important to do.
Yeah, okay. And another one that was interesting, too, is and this, you know, this is, again, younger golfers are not nearly as attracted to playing at a high-rated premier course as older golfers. They'd rather play near home with friends. I think that's kind of, a general statement about most of the golfers I know, and they're not necessarily millennials.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that you can add into that, you know, price, you know, how much does it cost? It doesn't make sense for me to go play a really nice course but have to pay a lot of money for it. I'd rather play a lesser course and not pay as much and be able to play it two or three times for what I would pay for a nice course.
Yeah, yeah. The other, and finally, before I let you go, and I really appreciate your time because, you know, obviously I'm using you as a guinea pig. Kyle, it's really fun talking with you. I love your sense of humor. Okay. They say in this article that I'm reading from the New York Times, perhaps most intriguing, 51% of the millennials said country club membership was a lifetime goal. So even though in the beginning they're just playing courses they can afford with friends near home, ultimately they want to dress the part to begin with, and they want to go into a country club. So is that your goal?
No, it's not necessarily my goal. I think you can talk to people. I think that that's more of a status thing, and I don't know. You know, obviously some of that does have to be with playing golf, but to me, I think people think country club and they think, well, I was successful in life. And so I think that, you know, I think that answer goes more along with being successful in life more than it does so with actually playing golf.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Kyle Porter, what a pleasure talking with CBS golf writer and blogger Kyle Porter. You can find him at cbssports.com. You just click on golf. And there he is, or follow him on Twitter, Kyle Porter Golf. Awesome talking with you.
Hey, appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Aloha. Okay, I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. It was a whole lot of fun. I'm sorry Jose Miraflor did not make it from Cobra. He's going to have to be on because Cobra, you know, they have them in all these different cool colors. And I promised, you know, the women, there's a whole line of women's clubs in Cobra. Cobra Golf, okay? We were going to learn about the BioCell Plus and Pro and the one for game improvement for me and you. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. I want to thank, first of all, Dr. Armand Chong. He's a really good dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. He's the dental director for 10 senior facilities. He's official dentist in the 1990 to 95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. And TMJ, you say, if you've got something going on with your jaw, if you're getting headaches that you don't understand, you know, it's not part of what your experience has been. Maybe you've been in an accident recently and you things haven't, you're not sleeping well, or it's just you can't open your mouth up right to, you know, to take a nice bite of that hamburger. You may want to get in touch with Dr. Armand Chong, okay? His number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, and the best program ever. And Mother's Day specials are coming up, okay? They've got the 25% sale rack specials for you. But also, you can go practice free range balls, then you go play with a cart, three holes of golf, and it's only $25. That's after 4:30. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, for your business, for your concerts. You get the Star team to come over, and they'll figure out where your vulnerability is. I can't talk English today. Where your vulnerabilities are. And Star Protection will then put all the protection that you need in place to protect your home or your business. And they're in Hawaii and California, of course. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Every month, it's Military Appreciation Month. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing, discount, and it's all at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, just on the street. Great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Acura of Honolulu with their collegiate graduate program. We were talking with TJ earlier. You buy your new car without a co-signer college graduate. You can establish your credit. Ask TJ about Acura of Honolulu's graduate program at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. If you missed part of the show, if you want to hear it over again, if you'd like to hear one of the many shows on my website. It's radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.